Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 244, entitled A Righteous Lawgiver. Lately, there has been a lot of fanatical, frenetic rhetoric concerning the rolling back of diversity and inclusion. People wanting to believe that now they will have the opportunities that they were denied because of their qualifications. A people who have never been denied anything and have always been dominant. Who only allowed inclusion in their businesses because of the tax breaks given to them by the government, who only sold their people out on the surface, but always stood in solidarity behind the scenes. And although this doesn't apply to all, a people who suffer from antisocial personality disorder. But there is so much more involved. Many will never comprehend the depth of witchcraft and manipulation that is sending them tied to a rocket to eternal destruction. Who worship a man who they believe will save them. A man who will die just like all men. A people who cannot comprehend this. And just as it is appointed and destined for all men to die once, and after this comes certain judgment. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 of the Amplified Version. Those of a fragile psyche, lacking self-esteem, who are overly sensitive and full of pride. But here is the reality check. I see this in all races of people whose hope and strength are not rooted in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A brittle people who have and continue to wreak havoc in the lives of themselves and others. As I have said before, even when they think they are winning, they will never be truly happy because there is no peace for the wicked. Hate is so sinisterly rooted in many that they will turn and devour their own and themselves if they are ever left to themselves. Let me confirm the wickedness of pride and arrogance rivaled with the spirit of confusion. Number one, Saul said to Ahijah the priest, "Bring the Ark of God here." For at that time, the Ark of God was with the sons of Israel. While Saul talked to the priest, the commotion in the Philistine camp continued and increased. So Saul said to the priest, "Withdraw your hand." Then Saul and all the people who were with him rallied and went into the battle. And behold, every Philistine man's sword was against his companion in wild confusion. 1 Samuel chapter 14, verses 18 through 20 of the Amplified Version. Satan is diabolical. Number 2. When they began singing and praising, the Lord set ambushes against the sons of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, so they were struck down in defeat. For the sons of Ammon and Moab, suspecting betrayal, rose up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, completely destroying them. And when they had finished with the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 22 to 23 of the Amplified Version. This is why it is best to remove yourself when God is passing judgment. And number 3. When 3 companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers, they held the torches in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow, and they shouted, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon." Then each stood in his place around the camp, and the entire Midianite army ran, crying out as they fled. When Gideon's men blew the 300 trumpets, the Lord set the sword of one Midianite against another, even throughout the whole army. And the army fled as far as Beth Shittah towards Zerera, as far as the border of Abel Meholah by Tabeth. Judges chapter 7, verses 20 to 22 of the Amplified Version. I say all that to say that diversity, equity, and inclusion is never of God. Used by a satanic beast system to allow you to accept sin into your lives that goes directly against His word. To deceive God's people into accepting abortion, gay and trans agendas, sexual immorality, idol worship, pedophilia, bestiality, and all kinds of deviant, demoniacal acts and behaviors. Then, just like any other government program set up in the beast system, when the time is right, they pull the safety net and watch the fiendish reactions of man as they divide and conquer, bringing their evil beast system to the forefront. Evil is never of God. He is righteous, holy, and just. Now, I have read chapter 26 of the book of Numbers, and I suggest you do the same. It is important. Genealogies are recorded for a reason. As you increase in learning and in the knowledge of the Lord, it helps you to vet and understand other relevant sources mentioned in the Word of the Lord, such as the book of Jasher and the book of Enoch. But you must have a strong foundation in the Word of the Lord, grounded in the Holy Spirit, knowing His voice before seeking outside of His Word, lest you become like many who are lost and fallen away. turning to teach false doctrines as they lead others astray. But there was also another purpose for the Lord numbering the people. God always confirms that His word will not return unto Him void. These are those numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the sons of Israel for the second time in the plains of Moab by the Jordan River at Jericho. But among these, there was not a man left of those numbered by Moses and Aaron the priest, who numbered the sons of Israel for the first time in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord had said of them, "They shall certainly die in the wilderness." And not a man was left of them except Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. Numbers chapter 26 verses 63 to 65 of the Amplified Version. God is not like man. He admonishes us that all things must be done decently and in order. So as the Lord lays it in my heart before I close, I want to confirm what He has made known to me in the past. America is broke, and her people are broken. How can you be trillions of dollars in debt and continue in this debauchery of believing that you will come out unscathed? More people are becoming homeless. Gas and food prices are skyrocketing. And there are people that are so foolish that they believe they will escape intact. Worshiping a man who is building his cabinet with murderers, liars, and sex offenders. Men and women who commit the most heinous crimes while they are being venerated by fools that want to believe they are going to make America great again. Pay attention. Let me bring to your awareness the ways of God before we move into the next chapter. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Among these the land shall be divided as an inheritance according to the number of names. To the larger tribe you shall give the larger inheritance, and to the smaller tribe the smaller inheritance. Each tribe shall be given its inheritance according to its numbers." Numbers chapter 26 verses 52 to 54 of the Amplified Version. I want to remind you of the worldly way with the definition of the trickle-down effect, a term used to describe economic policies that benefit the wealthy and the upper class at the expense of the middle class and the poor, under the guise that it will eventually benefit the economy as a whole. Can I ask you something? How is that working out for you? It is true that some are so wicked and diseased in their minds that they will allow themselves and others to be destroyed, sacrificed for the greater good of their father Satan's agenda. How morbid is that? But let me close with some comfort for those whose trust is in the Lord. Strengthen yourselves in His word, unwavering and increasing in power and faith. God's people must stand down and watch the salvation of the Lord as we praise and worship Him with awe-filled reverence and fear. As we walk in obedience to His word. Number one. But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. Meditate on that. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Isaiah chapter 49, verses 25 to 26 of the King James Version. Number two, be obedient. Thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise, and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, and an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 17 through 19 of the King James Version. And number three, the entire 28th chapter of Deuteronomy is self-explanatory and worth studying. But for the purposes of this post, I will focus on two verses. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 6 through 7 of the King James Version. We are not as those with no hope. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. John chapter 5, verse 24 of the King James Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Also visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Tebow. God is calling his people. Thank you again. Thank you.